If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Good morning. What do we have here? A special morning edition of Lulz. We flexed it to Friday, and we have a special best ball edition. Brian has a very slick new app that you can overlay in your underdog drafts. You can get all kinds of information there alongside you while you're drafting, so you don't have to memorize the week 17 schedule on your own. You can get your exposures in there, anything you want. It's fully customizable. So we're going to hop in a BBM3 draft today, see what it's like to draft with the Brick Assistant. Let's do it.
Does he think? He thinks this is a go. Vegas Dave thinks this is a go.
Hot naked girls doing yoga.
What?
Why don't you just win like a man?
Random.org. Type in 1 for yes, 2 for no, and let the DFS cats pick for you.
And I'm absolutely begging you not to dupe us. Please don't dupe us.
Brian, I don't know if you've seen with my Monday drafts, people want the coffee pour, and yet I've been in an iced coffee kick lately, had my iced coffee this morning, and then go, shit, we're doing a morning thing. I need to make at least one cup of coffee so people get the coffee pour.
Feel free. So you're going hot?
I mean, I just made one cup, literally a prop cup of Joe for the people this morning, but it's even earlier for you.
Oh, it's 9 a.m. though. It's not like that early.
You're right.
It's early for poker players, but
that's right. So like I mentioned at the top, I thought this was a good excuse. I was busy Wednesday, but also had been talking with Brian and wanting to showcase this new app you've been working on. Anyone who regularly watches Lulz has heard us mention this and has heard about Brian's site. But Brian, why don't you tell people kind of, you know, at least from a high level perspective, what you've been working on?
Sure. It's pretty simply just an overlay app that I got the idea from the old poker softwares like Poker Tracker that would overlay hand history data of your opponents right on the site so you could get a feel for their play. And what it really did was make it easy to multi-table poker. So you could play like 6, 10, 15. Some guys were playing like 20 or 40 tables. I doubt they were winning money, but that's a different story. And I really just stole that idea because I had I was doing prop pricing myself last year, Pete. What is it, a while ago?
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the ass going back and forth from your spreadsheet to the website, from your spreadsheet to the second website if you're trying to line shop and stuff.
Yeah.
So I built I had hired someone to build this app for me, and then I'm like, well, why not just, you know, sell it? Like, this is other people could use it too. It doesn't hurt me any. Like, I'm going to get my bets in. They could do it whatever they want. And kind of just evolved from there to this now too, with the rise in popularity of like the pick'ems and best ball. And so this also works with with the pick'ems too.
Yeah.
But my original idea was, in our world, most people are like Osmo subscribers or ETR subscribers or something. Not everyone, obviously, but a lot of people. And you could kind of just leverage that info, you know, download their CSV, upload it right to the app, and it'll overlay right on like the DraftKings. There you go. The DraftKings player prop portion of their sports book. And then with best ball, I'm like, oh, actually, why not do best ball too? These sites, Osmo and ETR, they have like best ball rankings and differential and all sorts of stuff. And some sites have actual season long projections. And so I started having them add best ball. And then I was picking your brain, like, what else what else could we put on this stuff? And so we came up with a whole bunch of different information that might be useful to people.
Yeah, and it's cool. I know like one of the feature requests that Underdog gets constantly is to be able to toggle back and forth between ranks and ADP. And I've definitely dealt with this too. Like if I load, you know, say ETR's rankings in there, you're always trying to balance, right? This idea of you want to get value on your plays. If ETR is considerably ahead of market on a player, you're going to end up with them on every team. And so knowing ADP allows you to be patient, pick your spots, making sure you're getting it at a good value. And so this kind of overlay I found incredibly helpful too. Like you said, with rankings, the things I was uploading in there and you guys will see today are the week 16 and week 17 schedule. If you don't have all those memorized yet, I think the coolest one that I added in was, and you added in for me, was the exposures, because that's a big one right now where you're on the clock, you're deciding between two players. Like I'm pretty humble with my player selection approach. I don't think I have a huge edge on two specific players, but if I notice I have 30% of one guy and 2% of the other, and they're a similar probability bet, having that just flashed in front of me is going to help me make better decisions, I think, throughout the draft.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, portfolio management in best ball, I think, is an important thing that doesn't get a lot of play out there, but, and, you know, Pete, it seems like, too, when they just did a new Superflex and the ADPs for that are just, like, ported over from best ball.
Yeah.
So that's not going to work. So, like, for there, I would overlay whoever's rankings you trust or make your own up and just overlay those and just forget about the best ball the rankings. There's no way Taylor's number one in Superflex, right?
No. And we were talking about this on Splash Play yesterday, that our theory was, because it was like, how did these rankings get made? And our theory was they had a Superflex contest earlier in the offseason. Mm-hmm. And we think they just ported over what they initially brought in for that one and then just copied that for this one. And so you had really weird ones where, like, we took Desmond Ridder super late, and he's, you know, rookie quarterback on the Falcons that might start this year. And, you know, he's getting drafted in some BBM three draft, but he was just buried in the Superflex ADP in a way. It's like, no, this is Superflex and a rookie who could come on late. Like, this should be a more premium pick. So before that ADP adjusts, stuff like this, uploading your own information would give you a massive edge before the ADP gets super efficient.
In the beginning of the year when their ADP might not be right. You upload whoever your favorite rankings are and go off. You probably have an edge the first, month until those ADPs really start dialing in. And also, Pete, too, this is obviously everyone loves football, but it works on all their other ones, too. If you want to do NBA or, like, they have a PGA one I saw, which I think has, like, 20,000 the first. I don't know. I saw some PGA one they launched. You could upload Rufus Peabody's projections or whatever. Whoever or Osmos or whoever you get or your own and draft off that.
Yep.
And they have daily ones too. They have like daily, just pick somebody. You can upload the MLB projections for that day and just do a day one. It works with all of them.
Yeah. And that's what I think is going to be fun, is you're going to get to pick and choose what stuff you want in there. You can customize it to your heart's content, or Brian in this next update is going to have kind of a batch of, you know, turnkey out of the box ones for maybe the most popular. So as intensive as you want this to be or customizable, you can make it. I just pulled in, this is a slow draft I'm in right now, a BBM3, and you can see the things I had added in here: week 16 opponent for the Giants, week 17 opponent, and then my current exposures, which is one of the things I'm most excited about here. And then the other really cool feature, and I have Cowboys on this one. So if you scroll down here, and Brian, I know you mentioned in light mode, it like pops a little better, but I like it here in dark mode too, but I just have a light shading.
You can click the top right, the light mode right there.
Oh yeah, duh.
See.
Ah, my eyes.
I think I told them to make this a little lighter on night mode. And then they sent me an update and it broke the whole thing. So I didn't upload it. I'm like, that's not going to work. So I don't know. But you said you like it.
I like it. What extension shows exposure like that? The one we fucking been talking about for 10 minutes straight. Okay. So we should probably back up a little bit here too. So if you are just tuning in, I do have the link down below. It's on brick75.com. It's the Sports HUD tab. And right now there is a two-day free trial with it, so you can try it out. I'm using it in Chrome. And right now, those turnkey kind of out-of-the-box stuff isn't there yet, so you have to upload your own CSV. But Brian has kind of the CSV template to make sure that's easy. And what would you say, Brian? I know you don't want to spend your entire life doing, you know, tech support, but is people tagging you in Discord kind of the best way if they have questions?
Yeah, tag me in Discord or tag me, you know, it in the Lulz forum too, or DM me.
Yeah.
It is Mozilla is in their store though, and that link's on there too. So Mozilla, you could just go to the store and download it right to your browser. Chrome will be too eventually, hopefully. They're like tougher to get on, and they're very skittish with like anything related to gambling.
Yeah.
But there are other best ball like apps, or I should say underdog overlays on the site. So hopefully they'll approve it. But that's the reason I haven't put it up on there. Is because they might deny it. And I want kind of, and it takes so long. I want like a less beta version to go up. So if it does get approved, it's actually the one I want up there. But eventually, hopefully that'll be all automated. But Mozilla already is automated.
So lots of questions in the chat about, does this work on phone? Which the answer is going to be no, as far as I understand.
Yeah. No, I haven't even talked to him about that. I know a lot of people do it on the phone. I imagine that's a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And like, could you even see it on your phone?
I mean, you could, but I think people aren't realizing too the way this stuff works with the kind of Chrome app overlays. It's just so much easier to do in a web setting. I don't even know if it would be possible, because you can't really do app overlays. Like, you can't overlay one app over another app in like Android or iOS.
I seriously doubt it. And you know, you'll just take the EV off those phone donkeys, you know.
Well, and I think Brian said it at the top. What he was thinking through was kind of from the poker perspective of the multi-tablers. And, you know, obviously it's pretty impossible to multi-table on the phone. And I get it. One of the best things about the underdog experience is how incredible their mobile app is. I end up doing, I don't know, I'm probably like 60% desktop drafts, 40% mobile. But I do think where you really leverage this tool is if you do want to sit down, say they, you know, the Superflex puppy, that's going to fill by next week at this rate, and you want to get four drafts up at once, you're on your desktop, have all this information here. I saw Liam doing 10 in 10 different tabs yesterday. It would be a nightmare to pull that off, in my opinion, without having some kind of assistance there.
Yeah, especially with Superflex, which I watched his stream for a bit, and I'm like, God, I would definitely be using this app, because you have so many QBs in Superflex. Like, it'd be so easy to pick out your stacks as you're popping between 10 different drafts without trying to time out.
Yeah. Alex says this is feeling almost as slow as a solo spag stream, because it's only sharps watch this draft, and sharps don't want to get in drafts with each other. So that's why I don't blame anyone from getting in here. And also, you see it too. It's hilarious when the puppy was closed and BBM3 was the only show in town. These BBM3 drafts like autofill. Whereas right now, when there's a $5 draft, it's just everyone is pummeling entries, myself included. Like, I'm only going to draft in the puppy probably these next few days, but I did want to do a BBM3 draft here this morning just because that's where I have all my exposures and this information.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could always switch out the exposures to the other one too, but
yeah.
It works on drafters too.
OX was asking about FFPC. That would probably be a good one for you to add as well.
Maybe, yeah. I don't see a lot. I said this in the Discord, like, anything that would, you know, be useful for people signing up, because it's like a cost benefit analysis, right? Where it's like, I have to pay someone, it takes time away from them updating other cool things, like, you know, the sports betting stuff. So and if I'm going to do that for, you know, one sub, like, that's kind of a waste right now until this thing's more out of beta.
Yeah,
but like, I mean, obviously that would work. We have drafters. I was thinking honestly DraftKings next, or yeah. maybe even Yahoo. Like Yahoo just seems like, you know, free donkey money there. Like those drafts, like, and like the ADP is not as sharp. Like you could port the ADP from Underdog over on the, you know, overlay to Drafters or, what's it called? Or to Yahoo yeah. or whatever. And then use the sharp ADP there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I appreciate everyone's suggestions, but like Brian said, you know, rolling this out one step at a time, there's significant, you know, development costs here. So this is actually a funny spot because I love Justin Jefferson. I love Ja'Marr Chase. I was like, can I use my exposures to break a tie? But Brian, we are dead even at 12% here.
See, and this is why I like the strength of schedule little tool we made instead of week 16, 17.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, like, yeah, go ahead. I don't know who is a good opponent in week 17. Like I imagine with the weather, it's not going to be great with Buffalo at home.
Yeah,
it's at home. So it's in Cincy, but it's not even that great.
Right. No, it is something that I've been considering here too. And I mean, I was just happy in that context to play the ADP game because, you know, you can generally get Ja'Marr Chase one pick later. Sometimes you'll get a rogue running back drafter take like Derrick Henry and you can get Ja'Marr Chase at six, where Jefferson seems to really be settling into this pocket in yeah. three and four. So, and like you said, he is not, I believe, his playoff schedule is a little bit better on the whole. And that's kind of the interesting thing about that Bengals Bills game. And a lot of people have, you know, that was the trendy game right out of the gate. But then you look at both the Bengals and the Bills, every single one of their week 15 through 17 games is outdoors. No dome games, no warm weather games.
Right. Yeah. And that'll be another thing too with the next update is if you forget, if you want to look at some other column, you just click and pick the new column that you want added and it'll refresh and then that'll be on there too. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm sure there's some other things too, as hopefully more people use this that they'll suggest that would be useful to people. This is something we were talking about before the stream, Pete, is like, you like do these so much, you have all this info memorized and like, you know who you want and stuff like that. For me, I need the basic stuff still.
Yeah.
Like who's on what team, what happened in the off season? Like who are the rookies, sophomore players, stuff like that's helpful for me. Or I put like ETR's differential from Underdog ADP. That's like a nice tiebreaker for me at the very least.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they got this guy 16. I'll take him, obviously. And like, yeah. I only have like six drafts done so far. So like my exposures don't even matter yet.
Right.
So like, it depends on where you are and what information you want to use.
For sure. And I think that's the suggestions for the phone or other sites. I mean, the things you guys can reasonably suggest is basically any kind of data that could be uploaded in a CSV upload. Even if you have your own player targets, and you want to create a spreadsheet and have, you know, a star or an asterisk and have that as a column you upload just so you can quickly identify your personal targets, like kind of there's basically unlimited options from that standpoint.
Yeah. You could like even put like your rankings in there and under Gronk put like do not draft or something, you know, DND. And then it'll put DND next to his name. You know, obviously most people aren't going to forget that he's retiring, but like, you know, donkeys like me, that first day he retired, I was like, why is no one taking Gronk? Oh, that's right.
You missed that news blurb.
Yeah. So like you can put letters or numbers, it doesn't matter. And it works on all the sports.
That's right. That's why now, you know, ship chasing, you know, we have our clips. I can have a reminder next to a player, roll the clip if you draft that player there. Nice little reminder, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see here. So this we'll be picking here at 2-9. This is a pretty wide receiver heavy room. Did Aaron Jones go super early? Did I miss that? Oh yeah. Aaron Jones went at 2-2. Don't see that often. T. Higgins goes here. I have been really kind of just sticking to ADP in these first few rounds lately just to kind of balance out my stuff. Looks like I am a little light on Saquon here, and he does play Minnesota week 16. Maybe I'll go there.
Okay. The Tyreek Hill, like, what is the data about this? I always felt when I was grinding home leagues as a young man, you know, back in the day when everyone did home leagues, that when a stud wide receiver got traded to a new team, I would kind of like stay away from him. Like, remember Randy Moss and stuff like that? Like, you never knew.
Well, what was interesting is RotoViz had an article about that a couple years ago too, and I think the market was definitely factoring that in, at least sharp markets. And then we had kind of two outliers that kind of ruined it, right? We had the DeAndre Hopkins season with Arizona, and then we had the massive Steph Diggs season with Buffalo as well when he changed teams. And so I think people started to layer on, like, is this guy, you know, an alpha stud, like a top 10 wide receiver in the league? Maybe it doesn't matter. But then this offseason, we've had so many of these now with Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams. I do think that's going to really be put to the test. And specifically with Tyreek Hill and Adams, right? They have pretty big quarterback downgrades going from Rodgers to Carr. I guess you could argue that's not as massive, but certainly Mahomes to Tua is a you know, huge cliff. So I think there's reasons to be worried about Tyreek Hill for sure.
Yeah, definitely. What was he going last year? You remember?
He was going, I want to say, like 1.8, 1.9 in that, maybe a little bit later. I remember him and Kelsey were always going like back into the first.
Like, that's something I wouldn't mind as a column, is like, how much different are they from last year? Because some of these guys just had bad seasons.
Right. Right. Yeah, it is tricky. I mean, AJ Brown is another one of those guys, although I'm kind of thinking for him, I think it's a little bit of an upgrade of situation. Yeah. So we are on the clock here. I have so much AJ Brown, as you can see, because I feel like there's kind of a tier gap here. And this is where these exposures are really helpful to me. What if we do this? I know this is slight reach. It says I have 0% Michael Pittman, which...
Yeah, you did.
That's crazy. And he plays the Giants in week 17. So why don't
take him if you want. There's no time left anyways. The only thing that could have been wrong there is because when I did this for you, I put ETR's names in instead of underdogs' names, and they don't have exact names match to match. So like Michael Pittman Jr. might not have matched up with Michael Pittman or something like that.
Yeah, I want to say I'm...
Do you remember taking it?
I feel like I have a couple, but the thing is the zero is honestly probably closer because he's not been a guy I've really been getting at all. So that might be off, but I don't think it's off by more than a couple percentage points.
Yeah. But
I do think, and this is why it's so... You can see there with my AJ Brown stuff, right? Like, I do want to be making bets on players that I think are maybe slightly mispriced by the market. But I also, even though I prefer other guys to Pittman, what I like about this is I literally use that knowing I have very little exposure. Oh, by the way, he has week 17 correlation with the guy I just made a big bet on in the second round. Like, just, I want to be very smart about when I am drafting players I'm not quite as high on. But that felt like a good permission and excuse in that scenario to take a player like him.
Okay. I just looked through your CSV. You haven't drafted Pittman in the one you sent me.
Wow. So 0%. I think I must have drafted him in some of the puppies, but 0% in BBM3. There you go. And that goes back to that thing. I'm low on Michael Pittman. Am I so low that I want to be 0% on Michael Pittman?
Here's the thing. I was just thinking when you were going through that is like, okay, do you give up, like with Kamara? Obviously you want wide receivers, right? Like, but how many spots do you allow that to go down? How many spots do you force to take a wide receiver or something? And then like you said there, where you have exposures that are off, like how many do you drop down to balance your portfolio a little bit?
Yeah. I love how this is. We have one person calling me a donkey for 0% Pittman with a massive upgrade at QB. And then we have other people saying Pittman at cost is dumb. So this is the whole thing. I don't have confidence. I have slight confidence that Pittman's slightly overpriced, but not enough to have, 0% and full fade him.
Yeah. It's got to be annoying. Like, obviously, I haven't played a ton of basketball, but where you have, like, I don't know, 50% of some guy. Like, and then you're like, how did I end up with 50% of this guy?
So this will be
like Cam Akers. I don't know.
I know Cam Akers.
Someone iffy like Cam Akers. You're like, how do I have 35% Cam Akers?
Yeah, this, you know, I kind of feel naked here. Normally your exposures are hidden, you know, beneath your own settings here. And I'm just, you know, sharing all my dirty laundry.
Yeah, I looked through yours. You like Hall. You like, oh, God, some guy I didn't even know who he was. Like running back Richard or something.
Oh, Rashad White. Yeah.
Yeah. Him you seem to take a lot of. You didn't like Montgomery and Pittman.
Yeah, so I'm just going to take Deontay Johnson here. Slides, what, five picks past ADP, only have 7% of him. No correlations, but I think there's a tier gap after him to Terry and A-Rob and Metcalf, so I'll scoop him here.
Yeah, he went fast in the ones I've been in lately.
Have you done – were you doing puppies or best ball manias?
I did this one, the $25 one.
Yeah.
I want that big payout, Pete. I want that money.
2 milli?
What, a milli? What? I want 2 million.
Yes, I saw some people in the chat talking about exposure issues. Yeah, you can filter specifically by buy-in to make sure you're getting just your BBM3 exposures versus your puppies. I think the default is it shows all of your 2022 tournament exposures if they have the same settings. So the puppy, the first puppy and BBM3, same settings, it will default to lump those in together.
And you're talking about the CSV that Underdog gives you?
I'm talking about on the site. Yeah. When you go to your rankings page, I could go there in a second to show people.
Oh, actually that, yeah. Cause that's what I want to automate next is exposure. So you don't even have to upload it.
Right.
So they do have a page.
I'll go there after this pick.
Yeah, we could do it later.
Let's see. Is hot? George Kittle is such a smash at pick 5-4. I was really hoping he would fall there. Brian, what do you want to do here? This is a choose your own adventure.
I mean, I would take Allen Robinson.
I like it. Let's do it. Allen Robinson, come on down here. I mean, and this is where I'm really going to be put to the test. You saw I have, you know, 2% David Montgomery. A couple of these I'm okay with. 2% David Montgomery, 2% Amari Cooper. I'm not super comfortable with 3% Darnell Mooney. He's just been a guy I just haven't been able to get.
Well, he gone. Montgomery will be gone by the time it comes back to you anyways.
Yeah.
You got no Clyde Edwards-Helaire, huh? Yeah, he's been dropping.
I do think this, I think, was a naming issue on Ken Walker. I have a
amount. That's the ETR has a different name. I'll fix that.
Yeah.
They also, one has no decimals, like KJ Hamler, K dot J dot.
Yeah. It's the bane of any, you know, spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Bro, you got to get your name index matching all squared away. And
But football's not that bad. So there's only a couple.
Yeah. Sam saying, yo, just tuning in. This seems incredibly helpful and would change how I draft. Would there be any way to layer in player combo exposures? Now you're entering a new territory here.
It only associates with the player's name.
Right.
So like if you were going to do, probably the most useful thing there would be like a QB combo, right?
Right.
But you could do that in your Excel sheet. You could get like the QB exposure with their wide receiver ones.
Yeah.
And then put that in there under their name. So instead of putting their exposure at like 15%, you could put it at like, oh, it's 30% with their number one. But on these other teams, you just have like singles with like Lamar Jackson or something. And then maybe you want to force in some stacks with him. I don't know. But yeah.
Right. And Spike Week has that data available. I know through their new tools, but as far as overlaying that in real time, that seems like that would be a tough ask. So Brian, I was just showing you, this is the exposure page here. I can filter.
How'd you get there?
25. So if you go to drafts and then completed, and then, you know, these are all the different kind of categories. So I go to the 2022 season and then I can hit exposure here. This is where you email exposure to get the BSB. And then this is where I can filter for specifically my BBM3 exposures here.
Got it. Okay.
And there's my guy, KJ Hamler. It says I don't have any of him, but I have a lot of him. Let's see. Kenneth says, what is the name of the app? Brian, do you have a good name for this app yet? Or are we just calling it the Brick Sports HUD?
No, I was going to call it, originally it was the Sportsbook HUD. Because you could do pick-ems and sportsbook overlays too. But I don't know how that SEO is going to work, fly with Google and uploading it to their site. So, but we don't have a new name. So that's the tab on my website, Sportsbook Hub. But we might maybe just go Sports HUD.
I like that. I mean, it is a little tough from a branding, right? Because it's almost like you should have a, you know, the Bricks Best Ball buddy. I don't know. You need some name for that, but then you don't like that name.
No.
Brick's Best Ball Buddy. He'll draft along with you. I'm picturing like the Microsoft paperclip, but it's like your head that just like pops up and drafts. So I did take Dalton Schultz there right at ADP. I have 15% of him. I definitely prioritize those elite tight ends when I can. I think you can definitely quibble if Schultz is an elite tight end, but I think he has the potential to kind of finish in that top five there. So at ADP, kind of structurally hits something I'm trying to do there. So I went ahead and grabbed him despite some of these other running backs around him who I have very little of.
Okay. Gibson's been dropping a little bit in the draft. Is he like injured or something? Antonio?
No,
Gibson?
There was a Ron Rivera report the other day where he once again said, hey, this is going to be a committee situation. And, you know, JD McKissick's back and they drafted a rookie, Brian Robinson. And so I think everyone's just like, this is a three-way committee. This feels gross. That said, you know, in like these managed leagues, like when we do FFPC main events, like a player like Gibson is such an easy fade to me. But again, he's kind of like an arbitrage Nick Chubb, where he's not going to have the full bell cow role, but he just has the talent to rip off really big plays. So in this format where we're just trying to get a couple spiked weeks towards the end of the season, I still want to have some shares of Antonio Gibson, and he continues to slide. I got him at pick 80 in a zero RB build, and I'm very content to take him there. Josh Jacobs, like all of these backs here, I think will kind of continue to slide. Maybe I'm trying to think here. Do I have any good tiebreakers? I'm looking at quarterback situations. I don't have any obvious stacks with the guys available here. I do prefer Eli Mitchell, I think, to these guys, just as like a bigger cut. Let's do that since I have the least amount of the running backs in this range, only 3% Eli Mitchell.
Yeah, ETR likes him too.
He's an interesting one. He was really good last year. They did draft Tyrion Davis Price, the rookie who's getting a little bit of buzz, but I think everyone, similar to kind of the Patriots running backs over the years, where everyone's just like, Kyle Shanahan just messes with this too much. I always get burned taking the most expensive one. And I think everyone just is expecting to get rug pulled by Kyle Shanahan, but I'm happy to kind of scoop him here. And if you are projecting a super big leap for the 49ers offense, like the market is with Trey Lance, you got to assume Mitchell's going to be a big beneficiary of that.
What do you think about, you have no CEH. What do you think about, like, okay, let's say just for shits and gigs, he's an optimal play. Are like all your lineups dead?
If who is? Sorry.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Just someone you have zero of. Someone you have zero of hits the nuts.
So I guess you think about it through two different lenses, right? Like hits the nuts as a league winner, like, I'm trying to think of, so like Deebo Samuel was going around the same range last year that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is. Mm-hmm. And so those teams who had, you know, Deebo Samuel at seventh, eighth round cost, like almost all of them advanced to the playoffs. But like Debo actually wasn't like a week through 15 through 17 league winner. He actually kind of cooled off down the stretch. So in that regard, I have a hard time. Like, I'm not worried if Clyde Edwards-Helaire is like a weeks 1 through 14 league winner. I am dead if he puts up what 40 points in week 17, then I'm done. Right.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do about that. Maybe it was more of like a drafter's question. Like, yeah. If Clyde Edwards-Helaire is the nut lineup on drafters, you're dead and you have 0%. Like, it right, might be worth it to like at least get 1% of like a lot of guys.
Yeah.
That might be wrong. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud.
And kind of how I try to handle those guys is generally those guys I have not a lot of. The market in the rooms generally agree with me and don't like those guys. And so I basically know that there's going to be times where I'm going to get a discount at them. And say I'm in a zero RB build. I need my first running back in the room. Let CEH fall around past ADP. I am going to pick my spots and scoop some shares there. And it is a bet you want to make. An ambiguous backfield. You have, you know, CEH and Rojo are going in a similar range that like James Conner and Chase Edmonds were going through last year on the Cardinals. And Conner was the cheaper one and ended up being the smash. But, you know, one of the best offenses in football, an ambiguous backfield. I know we all think CEH sucks, but I agree with you. He's not a guy I'm willing to
pull. I was making more just more like a overall game theory comment. Like, yeah. I don't know shit about these players. I'm saying like any reasonable player, anyone who's mm-hmm. reasonably expected to be picked, and you have 0% of that player.
Yeah.
In like a drafter's format, is it ideal to try to at least get 1% by the end of the year if you're in a 150 in a reasonable player, you know, who will be selected in almost every draft? Or is it no, you should, you know, just go to value town every time?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would just say I still would.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Force it, right? If you had 0% and you're like, do I need to reach to grab CEH here? But I think if you're just default drafting off of ADP, you're going to end up getting him a few times and not passing on him in those scenarios. This is kind of a gross spot. I was hoping Dak Prescott would fall. I guess we could take, I don't want to get squeezed out too much at quarterback. We drafted Allen Robinson. So
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Stack him up.
And it's right about ADP too, so not too bad.
Chris saying take CH here. We might, after that discussion, be forced to take him if the room lets him fall one more round.
I could have randomly picked 100 different players for my example. Pete really focused in on the backfield situation for the Chiefs for me, but it was really more a comment of just like any reasonable player who was going to be taken. At the end, you're looking at drafters and you have zero of them. You were dead from the start.
Yeah. Yep. I do think it's a little, you know, it's a little different than like, you know, a DFS lineup, right? Where there's only 9 spots. The guy who just smashes, like, you're drawing dead to win the Millie Maker that week if you don't have him. You know, I think there's a little bit more variables going on with just 18 roster spots that I think you can survive some of those. I mean, people have heard me and Bimefor talk ad nauseum about our team last year that finished 8th and didn't have a single one of the league winners. No Cooper Kupp, no Deebo Samuel, no Jonathan Taylor, no Mark Andrews, no Joe Burrow. So like it is possible to still be live without the quote unquote league winners.
Well, definitely an underdog, but there's no playoffs and drafters. It's just high score.
Yep.
But you could still, there's probably enough combos where you could still get away with it.
Right.
But as a tiebreaker, it probably should work itself out more of like you were saying to actually use CH as an example where now he's probably too high. It looks like he's too high in the past week or two.
Yeah.
And then eventually he'll drop, his ADP will drop. And then you could probably sneak a few in and at around 90 or something.
For sure.
And then you'll actually get him.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm trying to think what other options here that I'm interested in. I might, I might. I was definitely going to take CEH there at 99. Of course, Hot Sauce picks him up here. I think what I'll do is I think I will grab Chase Claypool. We already have Deontay Johnson. It will give us opportunities for a late double stack if we want it. And I also have no problem just making a bet on these guys, even without one of the quarterbacks.
Okay.
One of the
That's
things
another I've option. Been... Go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead.
I was thinking like maybe we should have another highlighting option for like the quarterbacks of all your wide receivers, but that might be overkill.
Well, honestly, what I wouldn't personally mind, and this was actually going to dovetail with what I was going to say, is I right now the highlighting is just for if you have a quarterback, right?
Yeah. If you have a quarterback, then it highlights all the teammates.
Yeah. So like if we go down here and see Van Jefferson, Darrell Henderson, what I was going to say and how I've been thinking about it and is that I wouldn't mind just having the teammates, any teammates that you already have highlighted, because that's really how I'm thinking about correlation a lot. Obviously, I want to prioritize QB to pass catcher, but I am thinking a lot about more like season-long macro correlation, making bets on offenses in teams, and I'm not shying away from teammates, even if I don't have their quarterback.
That's another column you could add, like, total players from that team you've drafted so far, like per lineup, maybe instead of just total. Well, so like I have a ton of Chiefs or something like that. Like I got to chill out on the Chiefs or double down on them. I don't know.
Well, I wanted to ask you this question about correlation because I do my one thing that I kind of think is happening is because the bring back stuff with week 17 is so popular. Like, what do you think is a stronger correlation? Like a week 17 bring back, say getting a running back on the other team as the wide receiver that you've already drafted versus say I have, let's say I have Sky Moore on the Chiefs and then I grab Ronald Jones on the Chiefs as well. So obviously they're going to be negatively correlated on a per play basis, but if the Chiefs win week 17, 40-10, I'm going to want to be on that team side correlation more than the bring back. Like, do you think you should be neutrally weighting those or is one of those more valuable to you?
I don't know. And this is also saying you don't know their strength of schedule, playoff strength of schedule too. Right. Cause that's like a tiebreaker. Right. I think I'd rather have a dome guy than any of that, honestly. Like, yeah. I don't know. I would guess probably the teammate correlation. The correlation thing is I like the teammate. Oh, that would be, I'm sorry. You said the bring back correlation, but still the thing go ahead.
No, I was just going to say what I've kind of observed and I always feel like I'm a good proxy too for the people drafting of how I think is that it's just sexier to make the bring back pick that ride the mini correlation running back wide receiver versus like when you tack on Rojo to MVS to Chiefs player, it just like, it doesn't feel quite as sexy, but I'm like, you're still getting correlation. It's just in a macro team sense, as opposed to on the individual play level for week 17.
Right. Okay. I got you. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Cause the correlations I'm familiar with are game by game. Not that's like a whole season long thing, right? Or multiple games.
But there would be, you look at like, say if you were to look at the Thunderdome or some of the small field GPPs on a given week. And I remember last year, like lots of sharp players would have your Tom Brady, Leonard Fournette, and a pass catcher from the Bucs where they're making a big concentrated bet on an offense with a high implied team total, not worried it and specifically breaking ties in those scenarios where that running back does catch passes. But you've even seen it, teams rolling out Tannehill, Derrick Henry, AJ Brown. So I'm just kind of, I know it's not as strong of a correlation, but I think it still is something to consider.
Did RotoViz do any advancement studies on advancement for like stacking 1, 2, 3 players from the same team with their QB and if that improves advancement rate?
Yeah, and in ETR, and Jack Miller just had a big stacking article up as well. And it definitely does. If anything, his data showed that, you know, the field was stacking a decent amount, but that the field was probably underutilizing double stacks in their best ball with their getting the second stacks with their quarterbacks as well.
Okay. Good. Because that backs up my intuition where I was trying to go maybe a show or two ago, Pete, I made it a best ball idea about like trying to get all the players from the same team because in the playoffs, and I didn't really make any sense, but that's kind of what it's more like getting at is it seems to me that it would be like if a QB goes off, there's a really, you know, there's a solid chance that the advancement rate of his teammates will also improve. And it's kind of like a double positive.
Right.
So you get the obvious correlation of, you know, Mahomes throw, you can pick whoever you want. Mahomes throws. Oh, that's a horrible pick. No, I'm kidding.
Well, keep going. And then we could talk about this because it's about what we were just discussing.
So you get the obvious Mahomes throws to, who's wide receiver there now? Scaling. Anyways, he throws to one of his wide receivers. You get that one obvious, but you also get when they both do really well, it's pretty likely that your team will advance where there's no core. So it's kind of like a, since it's the playoff structure, it's kind of like a double bonus. If that makes any sense. I'm not sure if the Sims would show that out, but I have a hunch that I think they would.
Yeah, and Eric's saying wide receiver one and same team RB1 correlate almost the same as wide receiver one and opposition wide receiver and higher than opposition running back. And I also think cost definitely factors into that too, right? The same thing in like DFS. If you were spending, you know, 9K on Derrick Henry and 9K on AJ Brown when they were on the Titans, like that, the benefits of that correlation are probably diminished based on the cost and how it's hamstringing the rest of your lineup. The same thing here. I ended up taking Alexander Mattison. I took Justin Jefferson in the first round. You might say, hey, week 17, you know, if Justin Jefferson's scoring touchdowns, that means touchdowns Alexander Mattison isn't scoring. But I think it's a little different than if I had Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook. Like I'm now getting the RB1 in this scenario, assuming Cook gets hurt, at a really, really cheap price tag. And I feel like I could get the macro team benefits if that breaks right.
Sure. Yeah, I was completely kidding. I have no problem taking him. Another thing too, since we're not playing DFS, like in DFS, you're kind of like you want this correlation to just go off. Right. You want like three touchdowns to the wide receiver, two to the tight end, your quarterback throws them all. In best ball could kind of go, it doesn't have to go that crazy. So like let's say Mahomes throws 50 touchdowns. This is totally not gonna happen, but let's just say he throws 25 to Kelce and 25 to one of your wide receivers. Like it doesn't have to happen on the same game. It can happen over 14 weeks. So if Mahomes has a monster season, I'm just using him as an example.
Yeah.
You're probably much more likely to advance if you have a shit ton of guys from the Chiefs. Like overdo it. Like not even two. Like throw in whatever their fifth wide receiver if you can, or their backup running back or whatever. I'm not sure if that's 100% true, but like that might be better than the run back RB on the other team in week 16 or something, you know what I mean? As a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I can pull up in a second in my video, my week 17 video, I showed this team that finished in the top 10 last year in Best Ball Mania that used 11 of their 18 roster spots exclusively on Packers and Bengals, just onslaughted both of those and not only made it through the gauntlet of the regular season, where I think that onslaughting is probably more effective, but even was able to weave their way through week 15 and 16, just because he was getting ceiling outcomes from, you know, what ended up being underpriced Bengals and Packers.
The only problem with that is week 17 or maybe even 16, like there's only so many touchdowns to go around and you're playing how many were in the finals, Pete? 300 people, I think.
If I remember last right. year it was 180.
Okay. 180. You do not need an onslaught, right? Like you do not need like a double stack with a bring back like you do in DFS in an 180 man field. You really just want chalk, you know, at that point with a little bit of
I am getting a weird error on here that says something with my account isn't right. So I'm going to try to make this pick on my phone.
Okay.
Otherwise,
5 seconds.
Yeah, it's not letting me select right now. It says something that I was logged out.
Well, you're going to have Devontae Parker.
I wanted Devontae Parker. I got Ronald Jones.
You got Ronald Jones.
I didn't want to take a running back there. I wanted to get another wide receiver. He was playing our guy Chase Edmonds in week 17. I don't know what happened there. That was weird. It wouldn't let me update my queue. Let me get back in. Okay, I'm back. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, make sure you can add people. Yeah, okay.
All right, well, we are done now drafting running backs.
Didn't you just trash talk Jones like a minute ago? No.
I know. I was like, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world. I didn't think I needed to go running back there. I think with this anchor RB build, I could have waited a little bit for my fifth running back, but I don't mind getting Ronald Jones 10 picks after ADP, and I will be done drafting running backs now.
I timed out like three times my first one that I did.
Really? Basketball.
Yeah. I got like Deshaun Watson as my number one QB. I'm like, this is not going to be good.
I know. I have some early Deshaun Watson shares, like, you know, round 9, round 10, which at the time I'm like, oh man, what a value here. And now it's,
I was going to take Mac Jones late just as like a QB I know starting. And I timed out. So I didn't have a backup. And so my last pick, I took Baker Mayfield. It was the last pick in the draft. My thought was like, well, if Watson gets suspended for the year, they'll probably keep Mayfield. But if he doesn't get suspended, they'll probably trade him. And then I actually hopefully have a second QB and Watson starting. I don't know. It was a disaster.
There you go. I am going to complete tight end here. So I'm done there. I did, guys. Bye week Twitter is going to come for me. I did draft two tight ends that have a week 9 bye. But Akui Bunam plays Ronald Jones in week 17, and now we can be done at tight end.
How closely are you paying attention to these buys on best ball, underdog style?
The only place I pay attention to them are quarterbacks. If I'm doing a 2-quarterback build, I kind of just think giving up, you know, 25 some points is too much. Tight end, I feel like I'm giving up on average probably somewhere from like 6 to 8 points, and it seems a little more negligible.
Would you ever draft just one QB?
You know, I haven't done that. I've seen a couple people do it. The scenario where I think I would do it is if there definitely quarterbacks are getting pushed up, but there's still so many values late. It was like if all the quarterbacks got super expensive relative to what they were offering you, maybe I could see it. But it just... thinking of getting through the gauntlet of those, you know, 3 uncorrelated tournaments where it's like, okay, you take Josh Allen and I mean, you really need him to put up like 3 straight weeks of 35 points, which just seems thin.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I think the drafters format, maybe it makes more sense.
Yeah.
But even giving up 1 week of 20 points, you know, 15 to 25 points, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems for your 10th wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the 10th wide receiver can win yet. Tournament, but I don't know.
I do best ball moderate saying solo tight end sounds legit. I do think even that I could see even more. Like if you take Kelsey and it's just because that what I if you're drafting Kelsey early. If you're drafting optimally, you're waiting pretty far to draft your second tight end anyways. And then it's like, how many times is that second tight end going to outscore Kelsey? Like you need Kelsey to just be healthy and smash all year anyways. But, you know, weird stuff happens. Like I remember Leone last year, he made it to the finals of the FFPC tournament. And he told the story of he accidentally auto drafted Ben Roethlisberger as a QB3, like didn't want 3 quarterbacks in that build. He wouldn't have ended up advancing to week 17 if it wasn't for this one random Big Ben week where he snuck into his lineup and gave him just enough points to advance. So obviously that's highly anecdotal, but it does go to show that the way this stuff breaks is incredibly random.
I would think QB tight ends, even if you don't have Kelsey, you just have a late round tight end. Yeah. It still makes more sense than QB, because if they get hurt, like, what you're missing out on, like, 3 to 9 points from your shitty tight end. But if your QB gets hurt, you're done. You're basically done. Yeah, it's probably, but I mean, if you do get squeezed somehow and there's just no one sitting there and you're late, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So I'm the only thing I'm concerned about with this team right now is figuring out what our second or potentially third QB plan is going to be. We still have our out for Kenny Pickett with a double stack with our pick guys. If I do Kenny Pickett, I think I kind of want a 3-quarterback build because I don't feel great about just Stafford and Pickett. I am going to grab David Bell here. A rookie wide receiver who's, you know, profile I'm way more excited about than, you know, say Sammy Watkins or Curtis Samuel.
ETR has him much higher too than ADP.
Yeah, lots of, you know, the new Jarvis Landry comps there.
I've been in the Zach Wilson spot here.
Yeah. I like Zach Wilson. You know, I think through, you know, who are the guys I already have that I could stack up? Who are the guys I would maybe be able to backdoor
stack? Matt Ryan's still out there, I'm assuming.
No, I was looking at him with Pittman, and he went, yeah.
Donkeys. Yep. I mean, Baker, Deshaun. Is Deshaun gone too?
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Who? That's kind of crazy. I really think Deshaun's going to get suspended for the whole season.
It's definitely possible.
And I also
it's amazing how Goodell goes from, like, suspending people for pot for a whole year, but then – someone beats up their girlfriend and they get like 2 games. And then now it's like, oh no, it's going to be a whole year. Like he has no idea like what he's fucking doing. Like there's no continuity to his penalties. Like
there is it. I think
I thought drugs were bad still. Oh wait, you guys like drugs. Okay. Well then we'll stop suspending him. Oh, but you could still beat up girls, right? Like he's getting fucking. What era are you from?
The troops need drugs. We're back in on drugs.
We're back in on drugs. Okay, yeah, pot's good. Sorry about that. Wait, you can't beat up girls? Okay, suspended for a year. Like,
yeah,
it's like he's no moral center whatsoever.
All right, so this is what I'm gonna do. Because structurally here, I want to get to 3 quarterbacks and then we'll tack on 2 more wide receivers. So we'll end up with a 3-5-8-2 build. So now it's just figuring out how we're going to do it. I do want to take Pickett as my last QB. And then that leaves me with a quarterback and 2 other wide receiver slots. I think because I wanted to get, I have Chase Edmonds week 17. I do like Mac Jones, and there's a couple options with Kendrick Bourne and Tyquan Thornton that I'm going to set that up here. And then I can get at least 1 New England pass catcher, maybe 2, along with Kenny Pickett to round this out.
This is just like a maestro conducting an orchestra here. This is impressive.
This is what you know.
I'm just going. ETR has him 5 spots lower draft.
That it is the one nice thing about when you do a bunch of these and you can kind of reverse engineer these backdoor stuff. Eric mentioned the Mills Mechie as an option there. And then I kind of just decided to use the Edmonds play is to kind of reverse engineer myself into that New England stack versus Miami in week 17. I'm trying to think if there were any other correlations I wanted to get, but at this point, I'm more focusing on kind of the team correlations here. We didn't get a Baltimore guy for our hit bring back. And this is another one of those spots here, right? Where I know I have kind of 1 luxury wide receiver pick, and you could say, all right, what's better to double stack Mac Jones, you know, get Kendrick Bourne and Tyquan Thornton, or to prioritize a bring back for our our Pittsburgh stack, because I have Duvernay, Tylan Wallace. And those are kind of the spots where I'm just not sure which one is more optimal.
I think I would definitely double stack.
Yeah.
But where is that other New England guy? How far down is he?
He's far down because he's a rookie. Yeah.
Nice rational. Oh, 7% already. Oh, I see what's going on here. Fucking Homer.
Homer. No, I mean, Tyquan Thornton's an interesting one because he was a second round pick, and almost all of the other second round picks are going significantly higher than him. For some reason, the market has decided because he wasn't, you know, a super highly, you know, touted prospect by the DraftNits coming in, because he went to New England and people just aren't excited about that passing offense, he's just incredibly cheap. But if we're thinking probabilistically about these second round wide receivers, I think there's an inefficiency there.
Someone's watching this stream, huh?
Who?
We just lost Bourne, didn't we?
Did we? Oh, shit. Yeah, so it's single stack it is. Because Lord knows I'm not taking Nelson Aguilar. Ain't doing that. That is the problem.
What's that guy's name? People's Republic of something?
Yeah. Daniel? People's Republic of Daniel. If I couldn't be tilted enough, I mean, who has a 36-character name on Underdog?
They should ban that. Too many characters.
Too many characters.
Look at his characters go over into the other guy's column.
It's really unfair. This is like the guy, you know, the fat guy on the plane that gets the middle seat and he's just spilling over into you.
He is watching.
Spags and I have this theory that anytime we do a draft, 100% of the people in the draft are watching, because they'll often be people whose names I don't recognize in the chat that never talk. And the second you start talking about their team, they come out of the woodwork into the chat. You go, Daniel, I didn't know you were there.
These guys are EVD gens. God,
I know.
They put some more time into this and into some other things. You could probably make a lot of money in real life.
I promise you. These are the people that are going to buy your app, Brian. Don't make fun
No, of and watch your streams, and I'm telling them not to. I'm not a good salesman, Pete.
All right, so let's go ahead and...
Go ahead and pick whoever you want.
I'm not going to risk losing Thornton.
Obviously. You have to change your draft strategy based on live streaming, apparently.
I know.
So obviously it looks like you got 8% Julio, so you're fine with taking Julio, or have you changed your opinion?
No, I'm fine taking Julio. Yeah. Julio there. This was kind of a unique one where normally I have more of my stacks kind of set up or completed this far, but because I had only one quarterback and I ended up having to kind of use these last few picks to kind of correlate those picks. Eric, you are the world's biggest Odell Beckham fan. First of all, we don't even know if he's going to be on the Rams. Second of all, we don't even know if he's going to be healthy enough to play. Third of all, I don't like
Robinson's
Odell.
There now.
Yeah.
That does kind of make sense though for the Stafford stack. Is he still under contract?
No, he's a free agent right now.
Okay. Well, who knows where he's going to be then?
I will say in general, I don't like single stacking Stafford, and I certainly don't like single stacking Stafford without Cooper Kupp. Like in these scenarios, for this team to win 2 million, we probably need a Cooper Kupp injury. Do we have any other highlighted guys down here? I mean, we are down bad on the highlights. I mean, everyone just got scooped. Here's some highlights. Ugh. James White, Johnny Smith. Gross.
James White.
I get, should I take Odell Beckham for the people, even though I think he's a bad pick?
Sure.
Sure. We'll do it for
you.
Is
he even going to play this year?
I don't think so, but Easy yells at me every time I don't take Odell.
There you go.
Peace offering.
Just remember that pick. I would take off, not that this matters, but if I was looking through the highlighted, stacks, I would take off the QB tab. Just so it's RB, wide receiver, tight end. Save your life. Save yourself 2 seconds. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take Pickett here with my last pick, because we already have. If both Claypool and Deontay Johnson smash, I personally cannot envision Mitch Trubisky
just leading these guys to.
You know you're going to get sniped. You're going to get sniped here.
If someone wants to take Kenny Pickett to complete their, you know, their QB3 with Pat Freiermuth, God bless them.
It would just be to tilt you up and tighten chat.
I think I've learned not to show my tilt too much because I don't want to reward bad behavior. You know, I got to play it cool so that it doesn't encourage them to do it more.
Different people are rewarded different ways, Pete. Maybe playing it cool is what they want. You never know.
So if you guys do want to get this this app all set up, you can do it on brick75.com. It's the Sports HUD tab. There's instructions on how to install it on Chrome or Mozilla. And then there are going to be more kind of automated things coming down the pipeline. And you can always hit up Brian if you have questions on getting started on this. Anything I'm forgetting there?
No, it's Mozilla is the easiest way. But if you use Chrome, you'll have to self-install until we get it up on their store. It's a 2-day free trial. It does cost money, Pete. We have a 2-day free trial, $25 a month after that.
Yep.
But you could try it for a couple days if you want. And it works on a lot of other stuff. We're just doing like one piece of it here. It works on pick'ems, like Prize Picks. What other sites am I forgetting? Superdraft. Yeah. Superdraft has pick'ems now. DraftKings player props, Drafters best ball too, not just Underdog best ball. And then we'll add as demand dictates, I guess. To me, it seems like DraftKings best ball would be next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can pick your DraftKings and pick'ems, your Underdog here. Here's your Drafters section as well. So going to keep building this all out. And this is through the, like, I just clicked the Sports HUD Chrome extension, and this is where I'm at right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's just a little icon. You know, I mean, if you haven't ever used an extension, then you might need a little extension tutorial, but it's just like any other extension. It's the top right of your browser. It has a little icon, a little S icon. You just click on it, log in. That's where the settings are. You can quickly open Underdog and stuff like that. That's what I want to add next for exposures. So you can automatically display exposures, and you don't have to get the CSV and then upload it.
Yep. And right now you can see this is on viewing the data on the CSV I uploaded. So obviously has my player, and then I decided to have week 16 matchup, week 17, and then my current exposures. But this is what we're talking about. You can adjust, you can upload whatever value you want that you can display numerically or with, you know, characters.
Or characters. And the headers too, Pete, I gave you these default headers, but you could put like W16 or W17 or whatever you want for a header. And then there's a show header display that you could turn on or off. And it won't work now, Pete, because you have too many characters there. Like it'll run over. So you only want like a couple characters for your headers. And you don't have to display three columns. You could display one, just exposures, and then spell it out, you know, or whatever you want to fit it in there. But it depends on it's kind of tough because I'm a noob and Pete is obviously well-versed in best ball. So it's kind of tough to know what everyone wants. So we kind of just have a lot of everything.
Yeah. And I do think it changes, right? Like early on, before I had the schedules memorized, I would have wanted week 17 in everything. Now I've kind of have that down, and now I'm like, oh man, the exposures is super valuable. Yeah. Or, you know, having some of those other kind of fuller playoff schedule kind of holistic stuff would be interesting to me. But like you said, depending on where you are at in your best ball degen process, certain information is going to be more valuable than others.
Definitely. And where the tournament's at. So like we talked about earlier, the Superflex, their ADPs are off. So I would upload real rankings from somewhere, so I know what's going on. Because I don't know what is going on there. Or when the season starts.
Yeah. As Casey says, Brick, love the idea to call it Brick's Drafting Buddy. I just pictured the logo being a stuffed animal that you're holding.
Didn't we just, and we're going to be having this on our next show. Alex's Baker's going to be on. And we're going to talk about the name change awesome, Stochastic.
Yeah.
Or Stochastic. I can't even pronounce this. Stochastic. Hey, I don't work there.
No, I'm laughing because it is a legitimate mouthful to say.
But I'm assuming one of the reasons he's going to say they changed the name is because he doesn't want it just associated with him. And so he has to work there the rest of his life. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like they need to be able to sell their products and stuff. I know everyone's joking. Well, I don't know how much Pete's joking. He probably thinks that's a good idea for an app name.
No, here's what I think that's an awful name. I do think it would be good if you had kind of a specifically branded name, just that, you know, rolled off the tongue and had a little more pop than Brick Sports Hood.
PD Sports Hood?
Yeah, now we're talking. I love that. Hate Brick Sports Hub. Brick Sports Hub. Chef's kiss. We could review this team real quick before we wrap up. I did get Kenny Pickett. No one sniped me on that. Thank you. So we ended up with a 3-quarterback build. Don't do a lot of these, but I think it made sense in this context where we got shut out of the elite ones. So Matthew Stafford, Mac Jones, Kenny Pickett. Mm-hmm. We went with the 5 running back build: Saquon, Elijah Mitchell, Chase Edmonds, Alexander Mattison, Ronald Jones. So Saquon there is kind of the modified anchor RB. And then wide receivers: Justin Jefferson, Michael Pittman, Deontay Johnson, Allen Robinson, Chase Claypool, David Bell, Tyquan Thornton, Odell Beckham. I think a good mixture there of some vets and young guns and also the stacks. And then tight end, pretty solid there, minus the egregious 2 players on the same bye: Dalton Schultz, Albert Okwuegbunam. Brian, I know you've done 4,000 drafts. Please give this a grade on a scale of 1 to 1,000.
1 to 1,000. 725.
That feels about right. You know, C plus kind of area there. Well, we appreciate you guys all hanging out. Like Brian said, we will be back to our usual Wednesday time slot next Wednesday with Awesomeo. We won't reveal it yet, but we had a former popular guest, who I would consider underexposed. You don't see on a lot of shows, reach out about coming back on the program. So we can tease that for a couple weeks out as well, Brian.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, we're booked for the next 2 weeks, right? Or is it? Yeah. Okay. Yep. It should be fun. I don't think there's anything else because PGA is over. So, I'll have MMA ownership up on my site tomorrow for any of you MMA bros.
Is it a good slate?
Well, I like all of them, but I don't think it's a big card, a UFC card. Yeah.
Okay. I've been, away most of these past weekends, but I'm going to be around tomorrow. So maybe I'll hop in those MMA streets with you.
Oh yeah. You gotta. Yeah. All yeah. Right. It's not a big one. Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, action's it's action. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you guys hanging out. I will be, if you guys want more best ball action today, Spags is doing his solo stream on the Splash Play channel at 2:30. It's the stream where he gets drunk and drafts teams for a couple hours, so you can do that. Otherwise, I will be back on Monday at 10 a.m. for the regular best ball breakfast. Hit us up in Discord if you guys have questions about the app. I think it's a very fun companion piece. I want to get it up and going here for this super flex puppy. Maybe I'll try a multi-tabling experience over the weekend, Brian.
Cool. All right.
We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
On the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.